Hey everybody, Jonathan Dorr with you for the Catholic Teacher Podcast. Welcome aboard. You guys are busy, right? You got a lot going on in life. It's not, it's not like turning up to teach each day. It's kind of just sit in the executive lounge and wander out there and do a couple of classes and have a cocktail and go home. You're very busy, so we keep these short. Listen, I want to talk to you today about St. Ignatius of Antioch, who is a martyr. One of our great early martyrs in the church. He was executed by the Emperor Trajan. And he's a great martyr because of, you know, on his way to be executed, he wrote these amazing letters on Christology. He wrote these amazing letters on faith. He wrote these great letters on the body of Christ. So I'd like to think probably that I would do the same thing if I was going to be executed horribly in the Circus Maximus and torn limb from limb or burned and hacked to death, that the first thing I'd do is write six incredibly influential, theologically brilliant letters. I'd like to think that's what I'd do, but I probably wouldn't. All right, what's Ignatius of Antioch got to do with Catholic education? I want to talk to you about the nature of martyrdom. Look, there are definitely people in the world who are giving their lives for teaching the gospel. I don't know if you know this, but the most widely persecuted religion in the world is Christianity by miles. More Christians die, are persecuted, are tortured for their faith than any other religious group in the world at the moment. Look up the website of, what are they called? There's a whole bunch of great Christian websites for the church, the martyred church all over the world. If you do a search on that, you'll find it. So we have brothers and sisters all over the world. I mean, for us, it's hard sometimes to turn up and teach. We're tired. We've got a lot of pressure or stress. So there's a suffering for us, but most of us don't have to pay with our lives to share the truth of Jesus with young people. So what I say in this podcast is there can be a different kind of martyrdom at the moment, I think, especially in the developed world, to really bring the person of Jesus, to really communicate intimacy with Christ to young people, to do that can really be a form of martyrdom in some ways, because in our culture, it's often not appreciated or respected or given an equal voice in culture. So I'm not putting us on the same footing with people who are, you know, shedding their blood, but I am saying that there's a certain suffering and difficulty and hardship sometimes in really stepping up and communicating the person of Jesus to young people. I think it's easier to go along with kind of vague Christian humanism, which is what, you know, this kind of thing where we maybe decide that really teaching the gospel and catechizing young people is too difficult. Therefore, what we do is kind of a vague Christian humanism, which is like Jesus was a wisdom teacher. He's a good person and he has some nice ideas for us. And that if we learn these ideas, we'll be nice people too. I mean, the only problem with that isn't actually the gospel. The gospel is, you know, Jesus says in Matthew 28 that he wants us to go and make disciples of all the world. What's a disciple? Someone who follows Christ. What did Christ do? Well, he came to be to serve and not to be served. He came to give his life as a ransom for many, and he suffered. And he taught us that the way through to the Father was only through him. And so this is like catechism, right? This is the ability to, we're not presenting Jesus as a wisdom figure among different wisdom figures. We're presenting Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. And I think to do that, now get me right, this has got to be done so intelligently. This isn't like dogmatism, like we're just going to stand there and yell at kids and go, you should believe this. What I'm saying is there's a certain courage that's required to, in your different lessons and in your different interactions with young people, to have the courage that St. Ignatius of Antioch had when faced with suffering and persecution, he kept communicating the faith. So I think there's something there for us too, right? Like that we might face some persecution. Like where? Well, we could face it in a serious cultural level, or we could face it in our own faculty, in our own staff rooms where, you know, people look down on us and think that we're religious, you know, crazy religious teachers who just, we're not that. I mean, this is Catholic education. If we're not teaching Jesus, if we're not catechizing, then effectively what are we doing, you know? What are we actually doing? So I want to encourage you today to press on with what you're doing, and in big ways or small, to communicate the real and risen Jesus Christ and share him with young people because they really need to hear about him. Okay, that's it from me. You can find me on Instagram, JonathanDorr47. If you're not in our Facebook group, please come and join Passionate Catholic Teachers. Just jump on Facebook and type in Passionate Catholic Teachers. You'll find me there. Friends, God bless you for what you're doing. St. Ignatius of Antioch, I ask you to pray for all Catholic teachers today. All Catholic teachers today, just bless them and encourage them to be heroic and courageous in difficult times. My name is Jonathan Doyle. This has been the Catholic Teacher Podcast. I'm going to have another message for you tomorrow.